Mic check. 1, 2.
Have you ever recorded a real podcast? Can you see the, like, can you hear yourself on a real podcast? I mean, I know real podcasts. Have you ever been on a podcast where you could actually live hear yourself talk?
No.
What the heck are we doing here?
Life's really short, Michael. And I would argue too short for people to spend their time on things that are not very good.
Are you calling me old?
Yeah. So here's... It's too late for you. Potentially going to be too late for me.
We can save the next... I have children. Yeah. They can be saved.
And so I guess the idea of this podcast here is going to be... We're going to look at everything in our world. And systematically, scientifically, mathematically as well, break it down into numbers to tell you how good this thing is.
The day is April 7th, 2018. System log 1. Molly and Charlie and my future children, who I don't know yet, I have died. If you didn't say that you were sad just now, you didn't love me. The thing is, we do want to review things for people to go back in history, and we can use the aliens, when they find the remnants of this society long after it's been destroyed, will want to know what things were good in our lives and what things were bad. Wouldn't it be awesome if when we discovered an ancient civilization, there was a Greek book that said, man, this food was awesome. Here's a recipe. This food sucked. Don't eat it. Don't ever eat it.
4 out of 10 would not recommend.
I don't know why people eat this crap. Don't eat it. Like, wouldn't that be so useful?
But if they did, what if, think about this, if it was more than just food, if it was every aspect of their society, this was good, this was bad, or anything that they managed to create.
The problem is that every single website that I've ever been to, no matter how much I love them, seems to try to limit their scope to one single subject. Like, I go to a video game website and I have to, like, see video game reviews. I go to, you know, the Food Network to review recipes. I go to... Pinterest? Is that how you say it?
I think... I don't know how else you would say it.
I go to Pinterest. Am I allowed to go to Pinterest?
I think they literally make you, like, you have to check and see if you have a dong, and if you do,
yeah,
you can't go.
Yeah, they have a gender gate.
Yeah, you can't go.
Gender gate 2018 is Pinterest. Anyway, I go to Pinterest, and they have projects rated, but the problem is, I can't go to Pinterest to see... Take this seriously. Like, we act like we're joking here, but let's say that you're coming from the future and you find this past civilization. Who on Pinterest is going to review the shape of footballs? Like, is a shape of football good on a scale of 1 to 10?
As much as this seems like a silly idea, nobody's going to do that anywhere else. And we have this thing and this idea to literally... teach and show people what is good and bad.
I wanted a podcast at one point to talk about good and bad video games, but guess what? Everyone does that. But what if I reviewed video games as a whole, as well as every video game, as well as the flavor of the air when there's coffee brewing,
as well as skateboards?
We also have infinite topics because the world is constantly...
expanding? Isn't that a universe, like...
The universe is expanding. Is the world expanding?
Is the world shrinking?
Is the world flat? Did you know... I read... Okay, hold on. Side note. I read an article... Sorry, millennials. I'm one of you. I read an article that only 67%... Correction. I believe it was 75%... of millennials are convinced about the shape of the earth. The other 25% are really on the fence and or think that it's flat and or haven't made a decision yet. Now, I would like to tell you something. Have you ever heard of SpaceX? This is a real cultural studies lesson. There's a man named Elon Musk.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Elon Musk has SpaceX. It's his secret rich man space program. And it's where he decides that since NASA is funded by the government and doesn't know how to do anything right, he's going to make space right. And so he's funding a thing. So like a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, SpaceX literally did a launch with a live stream. There were people on the ground. They could watch.
You
could stream us on YouTube. Yeah, so he launches this missile up into space. And let me tell you, you could see the Earth. And it was...
flat.
Flat.
Flat. Just
it was completely flat. So I don't know why 75% of the people in this world think that it's round. Like, there was a picture of it, and this is a modern one. This isn't, like, the doctored pictures where they tried to make it look round before.
Yeah, because, like, here's the thing. We, like, then they could doctor it, and it's pretty good. Now, there's no, we have so much programming that you can't even doctor stuff anymore because there's doctor-proof things.
I mean, there are so many things that exist now that can tell you if something's fake or not that there's no way you could make the world look round in a convincing way. Convincible way. So,
I mean, I was a little on the fence, to be honest. I was like, maybe this picture's doctored or not. Went right to Twitter. Twitter told me, no, Earth's definitely flat. Took me like 45 seconds to figure out.
That's another thing that we have now that we never had before is Twitter. Twitter tells us what's right and what's wrong.
Also, this podcast.
Well, actually, what's good and bad? Hold on. If we're going to get serious here, should we rate Twitter?
Well.
But the problem is that in this bit, I've been building Twitter up as like a good thing. But in all actuality... Like, okay, first we should probably establish a scale. We've talked about a 1 to 10 scale we're going to use to rate everything in the world.
We do it in 0.5s.
Ugh, crap. If we do 0.5s, it's a 20-point scale. That's how math works. Let's just feel it. Let's only give ratings to the numbered ones, and then the 0.5s, you know what they mean. So, like, the way that I've always thought about it, 1. What do you think of when you get a 1?
It's bad.
I say
it is objectively and like aggressively bad.
This is bad for the world. It's bad for everyone. If it didn't exist, the world would be better. It's the worst. 2.
The two is like
he's laughing like this is a joke, but it's not. What is a 2 out of 10?
A 2 out of 10, I'm gonna say, is kind of like when you have massive diarrhea and it like burns and it's really bad for you and stuff, but then also at the same time you're like, this is no longer in my body, so I guess that's a plus.
What?
So like this horrible thing that is happening to me, and it's all like the whole situation sucks except for this thing that sucks is also not in my body anymore. So
what?
Bonus.
What is? Have you ever been reading a website and they've used the numbers 2 through 3?
No.
Have you ever seen, like, if you're reading a review, there's a scale of 10. I've seen one out of 10 reviews. Have you ever seen a 2 or 3 out of 10? It was like 4 and 5, where it's like 4, we'll skip 3 for now. 4 is like, this is a little worse than mediocre. Like, it's not the worst, because that's what 1 is. It's not diarrhea that's left us, that's a 2. Once again, we're skipping over 3. What is 4? Like, 4 is like, well, it's almost fine.
it's almost a thing that exists.
Look, do we have an example of a 4?
A perfect 4.
Let's see. 4 out of 10. It's almost fine, but it's kind of bad. What's that TV show?
A lot of vegetables.
Oh, a vegetable.
A vegetable.
Like, what's a... Like a...
Like a green bean. Like, it's not
no,
like...
No. Don't you give my green beans a 4. Let's go with, like,
peas.
No, peas are 5.
I hate peas.
Peas are 5. Easy 5. We're going with, zucchini.
Zucchini's
a solid
a 4.
You're like, I guess this is okay.
It's not...
But it's not good.
Yeah.
Not good. It's fine. But not...
Not... All okay, the way fine.
But not all the way fine, because that would be a 5. So there we go. Stamp it. I don't want to hit the table, but we'll stamp it. Our first rating, zucchini, solid 4. Give me the definition for 5.
5? It's a thing that exists. Like, it was like when the movie, the new, what's it called, Fantastic Four movie came out, I heard this guy talk about the movie, and he said, I think the worst thing about this movie is that it is neither a good movie nor is it a bad movie. He's like, it is exactly middle of the road to where the only thing I can say about this movie is, it's a movie that exists, I guess.
So here's the thing. Is 5 more of a condemning score than 1? Because this podcast is being recorded for historical posterity. Sorry, let me use smaller words for people that like comedy podcasts.
I got confused for a second, to be honest.
A 5 is worse because no one remembers 5s.
Yeah, nobody
5s go through history and they live their whole life. It's like...
people say that art's supposed to make you feel, dog. So, like, if you make an art piece, that's a perfect 5. You did the worst art. Because even if you make a 1 and people are so mad about it because it sucks, like, they still felt something. So, in a way, it's good art. But a 5...
Let's dive into another discussion. Heath Ledger's Joker. Heath Ledger's Joker is clearly one of the best depictions of Joker we've... the best depiction of Joker we've ever seen in the real life TVs.
Yeah.
So here's the thing about... Didn't Mark Hamill do the Joker in Flash? Or was he another character?
He was a different character.
That was essentially like the Joker. Never mind. Sorry, I referenced that TV show. Trigger warning. Heath Ledger's Joker is so good, but he's not good. Like, what would you give Heath Ledger's Joker? Because if we're talking, like, how good does he play the Joker, clearly it's like a 9 or 10 out of 10. But, like, he's bad. But he's good bad.
So, I think, like, in this case, you'd have to, like, maybe argue we give him 2 scores. To her. In fiction...
He's a 10.
In fiction, he's a 1. Because in fiction, like, the story, he's a bad, horrible human being. However, in real life, the actor of Heath Ledger playing the Joker, 10 out of 10.
Or
so
like,
he's both sides of the spectrum at the same time. Do you average it out to a 5?
Heath Ledger's Joker, no, we definitely don't average out to 5 because I've done anything but forget about
Heath Ledger's Joker.
Oh, Heath Ledger's Joker. Sorry. What I was trying to go to is, should we just rate him as a character, where, like, how good is he at being the Joker? Or should we rate him as, like, how good of a solid bro would he be? Like, if you needed him to bring you your car keys because you left them at your house, Heath Ledger's Joker would be an absolute 1.
Except if you look at it in the other way, of how good does he do as the character, an absolute 10. So
we're going to get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty details here. I feel like we were going somewhere before we got distracted, and it was 5s. 5s out of 10s. We already forgot what that means, because that's what a 5 is. A 6 is the converse of a 4, clearly. 6 being, it's a little better than mediocre. Like,
it is okay.
Let's think of an album that's a solid 6 out of 10. What's the second Justin... Not My World 2.0.
Believe.
Is Believe a solid... No, because... I don't know.
There's some bangers on Believe. I'm thinking... Have you listened to the... Does This Look Infected album by Sum 41? Because, like, All Killer, No Filler is, like, up there. But then, like, that album... It's not bad,
We need to have a little bit of a minor discussion. The album is called All Killer, No Filler. It's almost... All killer, no filler. There's a little bit of non-killer there. Like, just a little bit.
So hold on real quick. If we were rating this album, the album's called All Killer, No Filler.
Oh, no.
Do we...
I can't give All Killer, No Filler a bad rating because it lied to me on the cover.
So like, does it get point stocked, though, because it does lie to you?
Do you rate a comic negatively because the cover lies to you? Not usually.
Sometimes. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes comic book cover, like, sometimes, well, it depends. So if it's a variant cover, no. Because, like, that's just somebody saying, hey, play around, have fun, like, draw the coolest thing you can imagine about, like, these characters. But if it's, like, the actual thing, and it shows me this image, or promises, like, a fight, like, I don't necessarily want to see the image inside the book. Like, I don't want to see the same image twice, necessarily. However, if the image... shows these two characters fighting, and those two characters don't fight in the book? Yeah, I think that, like, reflects poorly on the book.
That was the nerdiest thing I've ever had to sit through in my entire life. I, like, literally... You said variant cover, and I went, boom, I'm gone.
I checked out.
There goes our audience. Variant covers.
Variant covers, I would give a 6 out of 10, though.
Yeah, because they literally only exist... I don't know why they exist, you nerd! What are you talking about? If I were to assume why they exist, it would probably just because people that collect comics probably want to buy all of them, so they have all their favorites. But I wouldn't know, because I don't know anything about comics. I think they're nerdy for nerds. I would rate comics...
A stink out of 10.
I would rate comics a nerd out of 10. Should we just give them a nerd rating? A 10 out of 10?
I mean, yeah.
Rate them as a nerdy thing? Because, like, Rando at Walmart has not read a comic.
Ever.
Wait, is that a debate topic? Has Rando at Walmart, in 2018, let's think about this, has Rando at Walmart read a comic book?
They haven't.
You still think it's no?
I still think it's no. I would argue that Rando at Walmart, 75% of Randos at Walmart couldn't tell you that comic book stores still exist.
No way. No way. People know that comic books exist because of the Marvel movies.
No, they know that comic books and, like, you can, like, go to Walmart or, like, Barnes, like trades and things. But, like, the idea of this is a store that sells comic books. And, like, you go there and there's, like, it's, like, a mom-and-pop shop. Like, they're not, like, franchise. You go and they just give you comic books and, like, Magic the Gathering cards. That idea exists. They don't know.
Or can't. I can't believe you just referenced Magic the Gathering. You somehow made this topic even more nerdy than it was before. Because I am a we're both millennial. Are you a millennial?
I'm too young.
Are you a Gen Zer?
Yeah.
You freaking babies.
I'm literally like a, there's like a few month thing, like weird delay when I looked it up.
Interesting. Yeah. So I'm the millennial here. So you're a Gen Zer. I don't know anything about you people, except that
buck wild.
You guys are the worst because that's how it works, right? You guys are worse than us because you are younger. No, but really, I think. Where were we going? What's a seven?
What's okay? So a seven, I would start to say is when you can good. It's charming, has its problems. Like it, yeah. Like you can call a seven good.
I like to say seven's good and eight's great.
Yeah, but also expect problem. Like it's not perfect. There's gonna be some things that are wrong with it. Maybe a little bit of shine not on the apple. However, the apple tastes just as good.
Does an apple by any other shine look as reflective? Sweet. I'm going to walk away. We can edit podcasts, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know
so.
How to do that?
I mean...
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
You're a Gen Zer, right? You can just YouTube it, so we'll figure it out. My mom is not here.
Oh, it's weird. Also, I just want to point out the fact my mom is also not here.
My mom is not here.
Neither is my mom.
Who's your mom?
I think it might be this lady... who reminds me a lot of your mom.
I just got a text from your mom. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it, huh? I just got a text from your mom.
It's just your mom. Your mom texted me, dog.
So your mom texted me and asked if your dog wanted to walk.
I'm going to text my mom and be like...
She didn't text you, though, did she?
No.
She texted me and said, I wondered if Whit may want to walk. Come on over. Hold on.
I don't know that one.
Take two.
Come on over.
I feel like I messed it up the first time. It was a little flat on the over.
Eight out of ten.
Is a, it means it's great, but it's better than a seven because the number is higher, but it's not as good as like
a nine.
A nine, because it's lower than a nine. It means great. If you don't know what the word great means, okay, Google. What does the word great mean? I forgot for a second.
Great, of an extent, amount, or intensity considerably above the normal or average.
That's an eight.
That does describe an eight. Also, it says an intensity considerably above the normal or average. Like, it's intensely better than average, which would be five.
Yeah.
Okay. Nine.
A nine? See, this is where I think, like, usually opinions and people's preferences start to kind of... mess with reviews, because I think a lot of nines could be other people's tens and vice versa. Like, I think preference plays a lot in the difference between a nine and a ten. Like, something can be like a ten but you don't like it necessarily, so you kind of give it a nine because it can be very hard to say objective sometimes. Like,
but preference never has anything to do with whether something is like a nine or a five, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you're a competent person, yes.
At least on this podcast, we're going to have a harder time. I think we're going to have we're going to have more, like, discrepancies of 9 and 10 than, like, 9 and 3. What's something that you like that I hate?
A lot of comic books. You think comic books are kind of... Like, you like some comic books and the idea of them, but you would argue that they're more often, like, the way that they handle a lot of things is trash than
maybe.
Not?
Maybe... Yeah, sometimes they're definitely trash.
I'm a big fan. I guess you also like TV shows.
I don't like TV shows usually.
But you like, I mean, I like good TV shows. I'm just willing to.
But I don't. I don't really like
you
TV
like
shows.
Weird TV shows.
I only like comedy at this point because the world is lame enough as it is. Yeah, I pretty much watch comedies, so like maybe comedies or maybe TV shows.
Yeah, like you wouldn't probably knock it down on like Luke Cage, really, but that's a really good show.
What's something that I like that you hate?
I would have said wrestling, but the more I learn about wrestling, the more I'm like, it's fine.
Wrestling is secretly
one of the coolest
way more
things.
Fun because you, I can't describe to people be like, well, we know it's not real, it's dumb fun, because, like, that makes it sound bad, and it is, quote-unquote bad, in the way that, like, the song, what's a bad, good song?
Potential breakup song.
No, that's a bad song. I've never liked that song.
It's a good song.
That's another thing you like that I don't like. It's not, like, the potential breakup song by the Ally and AJ Michalka?
I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, that's not a good song.
I'm blue. Dabadee dabadai.
I'm blue. Dabadee dabadai. I'm blue. Parentheses dabadee. Unparentheses is a bad song
that is very
also
good.
It's also good. AKA everything that by the Black Eyed Peas. AKA every hit by T-Pain. There we go. It took me a second to get there, but we've come full circle.
Solved it.
I'm a fan of capitalism. Are you a fan of capitalism?
I like capitalism. What were we talking about, though?
This podcast is going to be so funny once we edit it. I feel like we had a flow going, and then I got distracted by your mom. Your mom. What's a 10 out of 10?
A 10 out of 10 is a 9 that plays to your sensibilities, I would argue. Your preferences, if you will.
Or does 10 out of 10 mean, regardless of your preferences, it is untouchable?
Like, it does all of the things that it's trying to do very good in the best
song,
ways that it can.
The song Open Arms by Journey is a 10 out of 10. If you are a human being that doesn't like the song Open Arms by Journey, you are a bad person and should repent of your sin.
You are a 1 out of 10.
You are a bad person and you should repent of your sin, and then I'll forgive you because I love redemption. Redemption, 10 out of 10! I can't believe you're talking about video games right now. You get nerd.
You get wrapped up in that story. And, like, they say some of the dumb stuff that they say in Kingdom Hearts, and you, at least while playing the video game, buy in 100%, like, Kingdom Hearts is a 10 out of 10.
We have to edit out anything where we talk about Kingdom Hearts if we want people to care. Yes.
It'll be in, like, that director's cut. We'll release two versions.
There's going to be a lot of edits in this podcast where we have to cut around stuff that we reference that
nobody cares
about but us. Now that we're reviewing stuff, what'd you bring to the table?
Yeah, so here's what I want to talk about. And this, I think, is going to get a little hairy because I think we're going to have to argue.
Literally? Figuratively?
Figuratively.
Okay.
We're going to have to argue what defines it. Sweatshirts.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Or, like,
let's,
like,
get specific.
Slash hoodie.
Okay. So there's no slash hoodie because the ratings between a sweatshirt and a hoodie are very different. But then we also have the third category of zip up hoodies.
See, yeah. So, like, here's the thing. Is a zip up hoodie a hoodie,
yes,
or a jacket?
Ooh.
Because I've gotten to this argument many times and I feel like I've never come. Like, I've been on both sides at different points in my life, and I don't know where I stand at this point.
I treat it as both, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Let's just call it a hybrid. So if, like, we're talking about jackets, it exists. If we're talking about hoodies, it also exists. Because, so, I mean, a coat technically has a hood on it.
Fair enough. Here's another question I have. What is the point? So, like, here's the thing. So if you're saying sweatshirts. So some sweatshirts have hoods, and they're hoodies, and other sweatshirts don't have hoods. One of those is an amazing thing that I love very, very much. The other thing I think sucks and is stupid, kind of.
All right, let's just cut to the chase because we don't want to be as negative on this podcast unless it's going to be for comedic relief. Non-hooded sweatshirts are the worst things that exist.
I don't understand the point.
What's
of
the
them?
Point? They look dumb. They feel dumb. It's like a bad shirt. Like, this shirt is uncomfortable. It's large and floofy. Yeah.
So, but here's my thing. So when you're rating sweatshirts, do you take into account how bad sweatshirts with no hoods are, or do you rate them as different things? I mean, like, if it's a hoodie, or like a hoodie or a sweatshirt with a hood, it's like this number. And then you give without a hood a different number, or do you have to take both the numbers and average them out or something?
No. We never average here. We never average. Hard stances only. There is no middle ground. So here's the thing. Definitely non-hoodied sweatshirts get a 1 out of 10. The world would be better without them.
Yes.
If we did a 1 out of 10, the world would be better without them. Let's just go into hoodies. Hoodies straight. Now, we can break it up into hoodies with a zipper and without a zipper. Do you have a preference?
I prefer no zipper.
I prefer zipper. Now, this is just because it's easier to take off without exposing my midriff. Now, let's talk about this. my midriff. My midriff is by a factor of 10 larger than your midriff, and by a factor of 4 hairier than your midriff. Now, I am a father of 2. I stopped giving a crap most of the time what people think about the way that I look in a lot of ways when I had my first child. By the time I had my second child, I literally would go take the trash out of my underwear. But the thing is, I still don't want to scare children when I take my sweatshirt off because I'm a larger boy. I sweat a lot. I get hot very easily. I have to take my sweatshirts on and off a lot. I have to give, like, zipper ones the plus of I don't have to expose myself to the world every time I take it off.
I think...
You like to expose yourself to the world. I've seen that.
I gotta...
You tweeted that the other day. I like to expose myself to the world. And if I cared about Twitter, I would have favorited that tweet. Do they call it favorited anymore?
Just like it now.
I like your tweet so much. No, but I like your tweet in real life. I don't have to click the button, the heart. I like it so much.
Here's the thing, though. I really like laying down.
BRB, I'm about to... We have a real situation brewing.
Hold on.
I give this... Freaking winter, a 0 out of 10.
This spring is a 1 out of 10.
This spring is still winter. It's the worst winter. Did you literally just take off your sweatshirt without exposing your midriff?
Yeah, dude. Did it real smooth. It's because it was big for... We were the same size, and it was, like, big for you when you got it and left it at the house.
All right, here's the thing. I just had to go kill a bug for my wife because there was a huge, like... Is it a demon? Was it a demon? Did you see it?
I would argue...
It was a small demon.
Small demon.
Big
baby,
bug.
Baby demon.
Big bug, small demon. The name of my album.
the name of my really, really weird specific.
The thing is, I just had to go kill a bug. Now, killing a bug for your wife, I don't know why it makes you feel buff because you're killing a bug. Maybe it's just because you feel like you're protecting your family.
The idea of feeling needed and wanted to do something that,
10.
That they are not...
10 out of 10.
It's so good.
We're reviewing so many more things than I thought we would on this podcast. I'm glad that we're efficient.
See, the thing is I think we're going to have to keep a running tally of all things that we rate and post it somewhere and have a running list of the things that we're rating to where at any given point you can look up a sheet and see where everything...
A wiki of things.
Yes, a wiki of things. That this is the rating of these things. However...
We'll just make our fandom do it.
It's going to get tough to do because they're going to have to listen to certain episodes where we just throw out ratings left and right.
Well, we're gonna have to listen to this podcast and when we edit it, which it will be heavily edited. Well, we can put that in the show notes, but someone else is going to have to make the wiki for us. We have fandoms for that. But also, what I really wanted to... Sorry, not to interrupt your midriff, but the thing that I have to address is the feeling of after you smash a bug and you pick up a tissue to pick up the bug and you can feel its crunchy slash squishiness in there. That is a very 1 out of 10 feeling. It's horrible. I can feel the bug. Sometimes it's still wriggling.
Wriggling is a word that I hate to hear.
Do you like bugs?
No.
Okay, I hate bugs so much.
Bugs?
I hate them so much. They freak me out. I'm a grown, grown man. They freak me out way more than they should.
At one point in my life, Michael, I was roughly a mile away from any other human beings that I knew. I was very, very cold, alone in the dark, and I thought for a period of time I was going to get into a fist fight with a bunch of coyotes, and that was less terrifying than one time I had to kill 2 spiders in my room that I found.
Did you hear about the time I got almost murdered by ants? No. Not fire ants, just regular ones.
No.
All right, so once I went to a cabin in the woods. That's how a lot of bad stories start. Long story
Including
short.
The story Cabin in the Woods.
Someone was... What's that story about?
Don't actually know. I was just trying to make a joke.
Good one. There's a bunch of ants. So, hold on. There's a cabin in the woods. Someone's storing a bunch of wood in the attic. At some point, there is a, we'll say, what's bigger than a colony? No, that's colony. I just about use a civilization
an entire culture.
Yeah, there's a culture of ants that decide to make this wood their home, right? Well, we wanted one of these pieces of wood. So I go in the cabin, and the person up top is supposed to hand down a piece of wood to me. So they take this wood and go, man, there's a lot of ants here. At that point, I'm now standing under the wood pile, and they start raining from the sky in large droves. And when I say large droves, and when I say raining, I'm not talking like... Like if you take like a, you know, like when you drop an ice cream cone on the ground and there's a pile of ants. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking that. I'm talking thousands upon thousands of ants are falling from the ceiling onto me. And they're like, step on them. We got to squish them. And I'm literally screaming like a child baby running around. And there's like egg sacs falling and squished and thousands of ants falling. And I'm losing my mind and sweating and like going into hysterics because there's ants falling upon me. Bugs are the worst. I know they can't hurt me. I'm a very big man, as we discussed.
I understand. Bugs can't really hurt me.
But really, all right. Back to sweatshirts.
So here's the thing, though. Like, no zipper is so good for, like, if it's, like, a little bit cold, and you just want to, like, sit on the couch and watch a movie or take a nap in your sweatshirt, it's so much more comfortable. Especially as somebody who moves around a lot. You ever fell asleep with a freaking hoodie that has a zipper on it, and you lay down, and you, at some point you roll over on your tummy, and you wake up, and the zipper was, like, all up in your, like, business all night.
I forgot.
Like, oh, I hate that.
What it's like to fall asleep accidentally. As a parent now. It's been 2 years. Almost three. It's about 2.5, I guess. I forgot what it's like to just accidentally fall asleep, unless I was already in my bed and I was supposed to be watching a movie with my wife.
Yeah, I recently have realized that I do this thing as far as sleeping goes. I don't ever really go to sleep as much as I sometimes just wake up to my alarm.
But yeah.
I didn't turn off the light and go to bed, but okay.
It's true. Well, if I explain about how I walked into you while you were sleeping, it's about to get weird, so let's not go there.
Hoodies, no zipper, better. By a little bit.
I mean, I still disagree, but, hoodies without a zipper, still very good.
Both very good.
Very good. Maybe it is a little bit of a difference, because I'm still going to wear a hoodie, even if it doesn't have a zipper. Like, I'm a buy the zipper option if I have the option, but if there's a good hoodie, I'm going to buy it anyway. So, I guess I will agree to that statement.
I also think, pro, for non-zippers, designs are usually better and cooler, I think. You usually get a cleaner, more solid image.
Definitely. The thing about the non-hoodie or the non-zipper version is that you're going to get a better sweatshirt as far as design, look, logo, band name, and warmth if we're facing it. Like, the thing is, most hoodies with a zipper are not that warm, making them kind of more like jackets. Where, like hoodies without a zipper are almost coats.
Yeah, they're pretty,
that you put over your
warm.
Head. I am a fan of them.
Yes.
Like, a huge fan of them. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to get a disagreement here. If we're talking hoodies in general, using our rating scale, where do we land?
I want to say an 8 to a 9 out of 10.
An 8 is great. A 9 is excellent. A 10 is indistinguishably perfect. And
no one
can disagree.
Or a 9 with... It plays to your sensibility.
That's your sensibility. My sensibility is this.
Indistinguishable. If it's a 10, it's a 10, and nobody can dispute
and
that.
And no one can. It is indisputable, a.k.a. the song Open Arms by Journey.
Or With Arms Wide Open.
With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Yeah,
also
a 10 out of 10, undisputable.
Is... I'll go with that. I'll go 10 out of 10. Because it's about the love that the guy has for his daughter, right? That's
yeah.
That song, right?
That's all I know of it.
I think I could probably sing most of it. Hold on. Okay, Google. With Arms Wide Open by Creed lyrics.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life...
He's gonna have a baby.
...is gonna change. I close my eyes. I begin to pray. With tears of joy stream down my face. With arms wide open under the sunlight, welcome to this place. I'll show you everything. With arms wide open, now everything has changed. I'll show you love. I'll show you everything. With arms wide open.
Hold on, there's one lyric. Maybe I said it already. Hold on, I gotta look at the lyrics. What are you laughing at? I thought we just told the song 10 out of 10, and now you're making fun of it.
No, I'm not making fun of the song that is a 10 out of 10.
Are you making fun of the fact that I didn't have to look at my phone once I started going?
A little bit, but also the facial expressions of when you are doing your impression is very good.
Hold on.
I would argue as far as comedically a 10 out of 10.
I thought that this song was about his daughter, but I'm looking at the lyrics now and I do believe it's about a son.
It's weird. At no point in time has I ever thought this song is about a son, is it?
Well, I don't know if I'm ready to be the man I have to be. I'll take a breath.
This is about his wife. This is what I thought was about a daughter. He says,
I'll take her by my side.
Now, I'm going to see the lyric like he says, I want you to tell me what I just said and if that's how normal humans talk.
We stand in awe. We have created life with arms wide open.
The way he says,
life.
We were talking about hoodies, things that are 10 out of 10. We rated this song as a 10 out of 10.
And then I was saying we give hoodies 8 or 9.
If we give them a 9, why aren't they a 10? Okay, let's debate this part. Does anyone have a problem with hoodies? Is there a negative to hoodies?
I cannot. It is not as warm as a coat.
But there's got to be something there for that spot when it's 50 not degrees outside. Like, you're not going to wear a coat when it's 50 because you're a freaking pansy. But you got to wear something. I mean,
yeah, I don't think there are any downside to hoodies.
I don't think anyone could argue that there is something objectively wrong with a hoodie. What about if you take it off and you tie it around your waist? Anything wrong with that?
I mean, the only thing wrong about it is that it's not a thing that people do as much anymore. And the things right about it is the best way to make your look go from a 7 to an 8. A lot of look. Very good every
what
time.
What if one were to, in the back, you have a hoodie tied around your buttocks. Well, it's not tied around your butt, but it's hanging
there. It's tied around your butt.
On the front, you have fanny pack.
No, that's a look that I wish was still a thing. If I could still wear a fanny pack and not get made fun of for it.
Here's the thing. I think fanny packs are coming back.
Oh, dude, fanny packs are coming back.
What would we rate a fanny pack? I would give a fanny pack a 10. Like a straight up.
Not a 10. I give a fanny pack.
It's at least an 8.
Yeah.
There's some things wrong with a fanny pack, but not a lot. And I bet you can make a fanny pack that was a 10. It just comes down to the fanny pack individually.
As a whole, because they're not made, all fanny packs are not equal.
All fanny packs are not equal. Also, they are called fanny packs. You wear them on your pelvic front.
Bad branding.
When I wore a fanny pack, I wore it super loose. This is true. There are pictures of me doing this.
Yeah.
I wore it super loose on the side like a gun holster because you can reach it better. Most people, when they put their hand in neutral position, don't have their hand at their belt buckle unless you are in Texas and you are a certain style of person. Most people drop their hands. It's about, what is this part of me?
Hips? A little below your hips?
Just below my hips. My side thighs. Is that appropriate? These are thighs. My side thighs. That's where I would let my fanny pack hang if I were ever to wear one
again.
And heck no, I've never worn a fanny pack. You freaking nerd.
Michael was cool.
You freaking nerd. Never wear fanny packs. 8 out of 10?
8 out of 10 for fanny pack.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Let's
for
say 10 out of 10 for hoodie.
I can't think of anything wrong with a hoodie. There's no. If someone were to come to me with an objection for a hoodie, I would tell them whatever they said was bullcrap and they were wrong. And is that objectively or true or subjectively true? I think that is an objective truth.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 hoodies are great. People who disagree can go suck lemons.
But you're telling me that some people could give it a 9 out of 10 based on their personal choice.
I think that is a thing that can easily be debated for a lot of things. Like, a lot of people's nines.
We didn't start this podcast to debate crap.
No, I'm saying I think a lot of people's nines can be other people's tens and vice versa when preference comes into it. Like, especially when, like, you get to specific video games, for example, or albums.
Is there a video game I would give a 9 out of 10? Are 9s secretly 3s where no one should use them?
No, 4s is nobody uses.
No, 4s no, are 4s are good. 3s are uses. 3s are the one that we don't describe because no one uses them.
Maybe. Because that's like what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people be like, it's like a 9.5 or something. Like, if it's a 9.5, why isn't that a 10? Like, at that point, when you, like, read the review or look at their thing, which I can't think of any games not off my hand, but, like, it's usually, like, something weird that, like, they didn't vibe with the tone of the game or something. They're like, oh, like...
Are 3s the only 3 out of 10 that we can come up with? 3s are 3s out of 10. I don't know how to explain it. They just are. I mean, by nature of them being the number 3 out of 10...
They are, but they also, are. Like, they just are.
Well, but ones are not a 1 out of 10. Ones are a 10 out of 10. The number ones.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, the description of ones out of ones are a 10 out of 10.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
How should we end the show?
Are you not bringing anything this week?
Oh, I thought, like, we rated a billion things. Let's rate... The thing is, I have, like, a lot of things that I want to talk about, but I don't want to waste one on a podcast that we may not ever post. But I feel like we have enough content here. We could post an episode 0. We don't have a title.
Podcast without titles.
No.
Not good.
Those are 3... No, wait, nothing is a 3 out of 10. How about making a podcast in your basement with a solid bro? Like... We aren't actual brothers, but we are solid bros.
Yeah, solid bros.
I mean, solid enough bros that your mom texted me about your dog.
And you want to know something else? This is, believe it or not, this is the most quality time I've ever spent looking kind of just into your eyes. And I did not realize how intimate this podcast was going to get.
I like this podcast. I like recording this podcast. I don't like looking at your face directly. Like, I'll look to the side of you.
Yeah, I've been bouncing.
I'll look at your shirt. Like,
weird, bounce, 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 yeah. Weird, bounce, bounce.
I like that we're in the same room. I like that we can hear each other. I like the interactions we have going here. But as far as, like, here we go. This is what I'm bringing to the table. Staring into your fake brother's eyes while recording. I can't look into his eyes. Staring into your brother's eyes while recording a podcast is a solid... What's an awkward out of 10?
No, we can give it an awkward out of 10.
We should not stare at each other's eyes when we record this podcast. Unless we're trying to nail the timing on a bit like we did earlier.
Which we did do. And also, it was good because it was uncommunicated except through the stairs.
Let's just rate recording a podcast with your brother and or fig brother 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
All right. Should we use this podcast to plug other crap? Like, we don't have anything to plug. You can plug your other podcast.
You can go to YouTube and go to the YouTube channel Imagination Warehouse and watch some good, but the pacing of it is not great, stand-up comedy that I've written, and also a podcast called Let Me Pitch This to You.
The podcast is cool with a cool idea.
It's not executed super
well.
The concept of the podcast is cool.
But the concept of the podcast...
Also means that there's going to be some real clunkers.
Concept of the podcast, 9 out of 10. Some might call it a 10. Maybe not. There's a couple flaws. The main flaw being that your podcast is about coming to the table with creative ideas and comparing them. But sometimes the creative ideas are just...
Not as good
as others. Yeah, it happens. Also, it's called brainstorming. Sometimes you erase the board.
Especially when you give yourself a week and then you get super busy and you're like, oh no, I don't really have an idea. And then you get up to this thing. Like, I've talked to Ian many times about our show. The thing that can give our show, like, clunkers, like, the rate of which our show can just throw out clunkers is pretty high because we could just kind of...
Because sometimes you come up with a 5 out of 10 idea.
Yeah. Like sometimes
and
it just happens.
You forget about what it was because the next week you're like, what the heck was my idea last week?
Yeah, it is the biggest flaw I think of our podcast. Concept
of the podcast, 9 out of 10. Actual ideas in the podcast may vary. Like may it's vary. One of those like a ESRB. It's rated E for everyone, but online interactions aren't rated by the ESRB because they definitely vary. Sometimes you meet nice people. Sometimes you meet people that like racial slurs.
Most of the time, you meet 10-year-olds who like racial slurs.
Yeah, man,
or homosexual slurs.
10-year-olds. What do we rate 10-year-olds?
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. I don't. Here's the thing. I'm planning on going back and listening to this podcast and actually like writing down the ratings that we have for stuff. I don't feel solid enough. We haven't discussed the 10-year-old topic enough. I don't have anything I want to trick out. This is going to be posted on a website where I have a lot of other podcasts that I've posted before.
Results may
vary vastly with those as well.
For instance, I would argue I Can't Know Music, I'll Know Music. Concept wise?
8 out of 10. No, yeah. Concept is okay.
10 out of 10.
In actuality, it's more of an 8 out of 10, maybe 7 out of 10.
I'd say 8.
Depends on the episode, probably.
Yeah, it depends on how much you guys got into the album.
Or hated. Did we ever hate anything?
Dude, you did freaking Are We Men, We Are Devo, and that album sucks.
We're going to post that, and we're going to post this, and I'm going to have me saying that, and then we're never going to get listened to by anyone that likes music ever again. Of course, we also talked about pop punk, so
yeah.
They would already hate us.
They'd already hate Fair. Us. And we also talked about how we thought that we sang Creed.
No, we didn't. That's not going to show up.
That's not going to make the show.
We didn't sing Creed. What he said was a lie. All right, love you. Bye.
And cut.